It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get the headlines brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford!
We know trucks.
Well, listen to shimmy and shake to that truck. Dolphins?
Whoa, whoa,
whoa,
whoa. You got a permit for that, sir?
Dolphins open a preseason play tonight against the Atlanta Falcons at 7 o'clock.
I hate Atlanta.
Yeah. Screw them, right?
Childhood hate.
The preseason started, well, didn't start last night, but it got going again last night. Patriots beat the Panthers 17-3. Giants beat the Lions 14-3. Oof. Couple stinkers.
That's what preseason is.
Oof.
I don't know if this is under the category of making a stink, because this seems like a response stink, but CeeDee Lamb has removed all Cowboys stuff from his social media. He was responding to Jerry Jones, who had this comment about CeeDee Lamb, about the urgency to get the contract done. And here was Mr. All In.
Is there a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CD done?
No.
No? Why you say that?
I went to high school, or I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done. Pick any reason you want. I said no boo 2 days ago. Yeah, that is the reason.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
I think he's been a little bit more unhinged this offseason.
Can I say this?
The old get unhinged.
Can I say this? This team is going to hell in a handbasket.
Oh, dude.
Are you kidding me?
CeeDee Lamb simply responded to that on Twitter by just going LOL and then removing all his Cowboy stuff.
That's like lie.
Right? I don't know. I was at Nobu. I'm all in.
Just at the end of sentences. By the way, I'm all in.
I'm all in.
But
I'm
not really, in. Though.
Hey, but that's...
The guy, like, he really was on a swerve. He's like, he wasn't expecting the daunting follow-up question of, why? Why? Nobu, all in.
Hey, so, yeah, he don't even care. I guess he don't care, right?
The old don't care sometimes. I don't know.
But I'm just trying to figure out, okay, that just based on how things have gone with that organization and what he said about doing contracts could either mean one of two things. They have no more money and there's no way they can make it happen. Or he just really don't care.
I don't know.
Because like you, if that's one of your best players, you at least keep it politically correct, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Is CeeDee Lamb not even in camp?
No. Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know.
That is crazy. Is this his fourth year or his third year?
I think this is going into his fourth.
So there's two more years. Be tough to give up that money. You know what I mean? That's what makes it hard. If it was a fourth year, I can understand.
Fifth year. I'm sorry. This is fifth.
Oh, so they already didn't redo it and picked up his fifth year.
This is going into his fifth year option.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was in Tua's draft.
Oh, wow. Now, that changes a lot because now you got to kind of get you. Everybody gets a contract before now, right?
For him, yeah.
Yeah. So this is a 10 gamer, right?
His numbers were sick last year, dude. 1,749 yards. Jesus.
Yeah, that's not good.
But that's not a guy you play games with.
Nope.
That's what I'm saying. That's not a guy you like. He has proven he is one of the reasons why you are where you are.
There's one thing Dallas will do. They'll lose a wide receiver. Wide receivers go in and out of Dallas like nothing, man.
Okay. But then don't put it all on Dak then.
Why? What kind of a question is that?
Because I went to high school and I went to college. Which means absolutely nothing.
You know what the thing is, though, with him? Like, he is definitely the owner who speaks the most. Like, he loves being in the media. He loves giving his two cents. Does a radio. Like, how many owners do a radio show every week?
No, it's crazy.
Like, he loves being out there. I think if Stephen Jones had his way, he'd be like, all right, Dad, time to
dial it back a little bit, huh?
But here's the thing is that's probably why he still has the same coach. Because any of the other coaches that have been halfway decent, who have also been that, you know, had that big ego, he's gotten rid of. Whew.
Wild, dude. Wild. That's something.
It is.
Why?
I'm not even a Dallas fan, and I'm like, yikes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like watching a couple fight. And he's like,
you're just not going to even have a conversation with 1,700 yards?
Not even a conversation. No urgency, dude.
And that's what they say. Is there a sense of urgency to sign him? No. Let's, he said that with Emmett. That one year, they started off 1-3.
That's true. Yeah, he's been around this show. That is the thing. Like, I've been there. Because that's ultimately what, like, if they did, like, he will just pay. But right. I think, I don't know, there's something about him. He just wants to, he wants to feel like he's not getting fleeced. I don't know.
There's no fleecing.
Like,
you're going to have the highest paid wide receiver on your team.
You're going to have the highest paid receiver. I mean, I'm sure CD wants to probably be the highest paid receiver in the league.
Right.
I mean, he was second to Tyreek last year.
Right.
17 games to 16, but still, like, nobody else was within 200 yards of him.
Oh my goodness! He is like, wow. Isn't that the most yards by? I think that's the most yards by a Cowboys receiver.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not sure. Take a break. Back after this.
This goes out to all the women in the world, especially her. You know, it don't even matter your age. Don't even matter your color. Your fellas, I ain't forget about y'all. This is for everybody to like.
Tobin and Leroy. Frog Boy doing your Dallas Cowboys history for you, Leroy.
What happened?
CeeDee Lamb, most receiving yards ever last year. The next three spots, all Michael Irvin.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He was good. Playmaker.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't call him the playmaker for nothing, Marcos.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And that was back when they didn't throw the ball.
True. True, true. He was doing it in college, man. One of the rare players. Sometimes players have like a great college career. They go to the NFL. It's not the same. No, that transferred over.
He's one of the all-timers.
Yeah.
That is true, Marcos. He is one of the all-timers. As is Tyreek Hill.
47, though. What a strange number he had in college.
That is weird. Man, you're
right. Because here, especially down here.
Yeah.
They ain't care, dude. They have so much talent. You get what number you get. You don't come here getting the number you want.
That's a safety number, though. That's a strange-ass number.
That is so strange. I've never seen
that. That's not 80s. That's not single digits.
And then college, you could wear whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
I was fortunate that I wore the same number my whole life until I got to Minnesota.
Pretty cool.
High school, college, Cleveland, Carolina. Then I got to Minnesota and Harold. You know my boy Harold.
Mm-hmm.
Harold had 33. He's like, Dog, we can work something out. He was a special teamer. We can work something out. And my reply was, the player make the number don't make the play.
He was trying to get a little sweetener.
Yeah.
Team USA women, they're about to get going. They're taking on Australia on Peacock. And they will try and roll on. They have also been very dominant at basketball.
Mm-hmm. Has the U.S. really been dominant, or they've just been winning?
The U.S. men's?
Men's.
They've been smoking everybody up. I mean, like, in the Olympics, not the exhibitions. There were a couple of exhibition scares, South Sudan. Yesterday was the first time they actually, like, had a jolt in them, you know? Like, they got shook to their core yesterday, dude.
Dude. That was crazy.
Yep.
Steph could have had 40 if Embiid would have stayed out of his way.
That's true.
Goodness.
It is cool, though, because Steph hadn't really had that moment all playoffs either. Like, everybody, all these all-time greats, like KD had the comeback game. LeBron's obviously had his moments where he's come through for the Team USA. He did yesterday as well. But Steph hadn't really had that moment. And yesterday, he was incredible.
I mean, and the ball, when he shoots, it just looks pretty, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh no, he missed.
He is such a hypnotizing player. It's really cool.
I don't understand at this age how he can still run around so much.
I don't know.
He runs around constantly.
I don't know. I mean, he had all those. It's interesting too, because he's been a little banged up, post KD and all that, but he had this is a guy, like, they didn't know he was gonna be anything.
Right. He didn't really get into his own until. Because keep in mind, he signed a four-year, $40 million contract, his first contract.
Yeah.
Because he was banged up before he got to the extension. And then he blew up.
Man, that was crazy. He was unconscious yesterday. Really, really cool. I mean, look, and I tell you what, man, a lot of those guys on Serbia, too. There was like
everybody makes three.
Six guys with three threes. I was like, who the hell is Micić? Abramovich?
Right.
Bogdanovich got too cocky.
I thought it seemed like he made 12.
I thought he did too. I was like, look at him. I was like, he only three?
Yeah.
They must have been three monster ones. Cause I was like,
yeah, he had 20 something points. So
no, I know he was hitting other things besides threes, but I was expecting him to have, like, when I looked at his box score, I was expecting him to be neck and neck with Steph with how he was acting.
And honestly, that last three came when they were up by 15 already. Like, it wasn't like they were clutch threes to, you know.
That's when you can start feeling yourself. When you're up 15, making threes.
I don't know how to read Serbian, but I definitely searched Bogdanović on Twitter yesterday to see if I can decipher how angry everyone was at him, to see if they were pissed.
I don't think the Serbians are going to be mad. I think he's going to be regarded as a hero. I think if they're mad at anybody, and that's kind of been what they've been lashing out at. They've been lashing out at the refs.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But I don't think Bogdanović.
My thing is, just because your coach said it was traveling, it wasn't traveling.
Traveling? Like, what are you?
It wasn't.
Let me see what Bogdanović. I get the. How the hell do you spell Bogdanović?
By the way, I just got a torrential downpour for about 5 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, it was brutal.
It was kind of dark over here, but it's lightening up, I guess, if you will.
No lightning. It's lightening up. Yeah, I see the sun. And the trees have had enough. They just laying flat.
The trees have had enough.
They've had enough.
Headline, New York Post. Serbia's captain claims U.S. got help from referees in Olympic clash. He said, we tried to talk to the referees. They just walked away. But it's okay. U.S. doesn't need help against us, you know. We didn't have that type of help when they were grabbing us with two hands and all that.
What are you even talking about? They had some flopping yesterday. There was this one guy.
Oh, yeah. On, LeBron was really mad about it, bro. Which obviously everybody was like, this is not the guy exactly.
Yeah, for sure. But
that don't sound like America talking.
What? I was rooting for him yesterday.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying, Marcos? Marcos, see what I'm saying?
He was furious about it.
Because I tell you what, if that was the Heat, your tone would be totally different.
About what?
If somebody else was talking about the refs helped the Heat, your tone would be totally different.
Hard to say.
No, it's not hard to say.
It's hard to say.
It's very easy to say.
It is. It's one of those things. Like, look, I'm sure they were very close. That, like, basketball is, it's cool how it's grown internationally. That team is very, very good. They were second in the World Cup last year. Now they had Joker back. They were this close to having like a what was going to be a national holiday. It would have been better than the gold medal for them if they would have won that, beating Team USA.
Yeah.
So, just out of curiosity, everybody's excited football is starting for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're all going to peruse. Of course. We'll listen. It's your first football down here since last year.
Yep.
How many people go to the game?
Tonight?
It's on Friday, too.
I feel like a lot of people are going to go.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to set the over-under at 40,000.
I think that's a good guess. I think it'll be over.
Okay.
What?
I think, yeah.
You know, I almost, listen, game listen, I gave it, I gave a $5,000, a 5,000 people bump up because of your enthusiasm. I was going to say 35.
I feel
so
like
I
the last
it up to 40.
Well, remember this. When you're a season ticket holder, you have to buy preseason games.
Right.
They
that's even more incentive not to go.
I don't think so. I feel like if you're going to go, you might as well go.
Now, as...
Well, my grandfather and I had season tickets. Like, when we had the preseason, we would go. Like, it's like, what else would we do? Not go?
As a person who has now become a fan and goes to games for one reason before the game, that's tailgating.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I cannot go to a game without tailgate.
Right.
I'm not just walking into a stadium.
Mm-hmm.
No tailgate. No game.
Mm-hmm.
How's tailgating going to work in a preseason game on a Friday?
I think it's going to work pretty strong. It's not going to be like, it's not going to be like opening week, but I think people are going to be into it because it's on a Friday, because it's going into the weekend. Like, yeah, I think it's going to be pretty strong. Pretty strong. Not like, not a pulling out all stops, but like if Marcos wanted to go do one of his like man on the streets today, he'd have plenty of material.
You know, I do have
like, you're envisioning a situation where there's going to be a ton of empty seats.
Say it again.
You're envisioning a scenario where you think there's going to be a ton of empty seats?
Yeah.
I don't
you
think
know
so,
why?
Dude.
It's preseason. I just wait. Hold on. Let me see, because, you know, people listen to me, people that have season tickets. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Nope, on preseason football. Sucks. They hit you full bore.
But also, like, if you're going to – see, this is what I'm saying. Like, we had season tickets and you had the tickets, you just kind of went. Like, you're like, what are we going to do? Not go? Paid for them. Might as well go.
It's a hype. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you can't get the whole real – you don't get the real experience other than the money part.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
But, like, listen, I'm going to say this. If you want to go to a Dolphins game, there's a bunch of tickets available.
I would agree with that. I would agree. But, like
– and you could get them for free.
But I think that the Dolphins – but again, like, if you still have sold-out Dolphin season tickets, which they – to do, there's still going to be a really good amount of people that go because they're just fired up to go.
So you say over 40,000.
Yeah, I think so for sure. Easy.
Last
now,
year
is
we
this because it's the first one.
Well, the last one is a road game, I think, right?
Yes.
Because next week's
home in the road.
Yeah, next week's Washington. So
you guys want to know how much showed up last year?
For the first preseason game?
Yes. For the first preseason game against the Atlanta Falcons, last year, according to the official game book published on NFL.com, the Miami Dolphins had an attendance of 64,638.
The first preseason game?
That's it.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all I can say about that.
But Leroy, I just think it's like people are starved. They're like,
I know.
Let's go.
That's why. Wow. Wow.
Even if it just is, even okay, if it's
basically. I got to take that action off the board.
Oh, yeah. You set the number, man. You set the number.
If even if you even if tonight is basically a football costume party, yeah. It's like people think, oh, football. It just looks like
wow, 64,000? That's sold out.
Yeah.
Dude, well, yeah, but I think people are really hyped about this team, man. They are.
I know. Listen, you have all the reason in the world to be hyped about this team, okay? But you know, and keep in mind, was it, no, this is third year. Okay, last year was last year Mike McDaniel's second year? This is
third. This is his third year.
Okay, so you can't even say that. I don't know, man. Oh, wow.
You know what I'm interested in regards to the tailgate.
And you know nobody's going to play?
I know. That's well, that is the other thing. Hey, yes,
here's the thing, Marcos.
Yeah.
I have learned, here's how I figure out when the tailgate opens.
Yep.
The tailgate opens when Tobin starts the pregame show.
Pretty much. Mm. 3 p.m. Game Day Uncensored coming your way today, ladies and gentlemen. Four hours.
During the week, y'all start at 10 or 11?
When the season starts, like for 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Whatever, what is four hours?
Oh, no, that's 9.
9.
Oof. That's when I think the gates open at 10?
Yep.
My question is, will the Colombia-Argentina match have any effect on tailgating? Like, have they made
regulations? Like, have they gotten everybody out of the vents?
Yeah, like, are there going to be people still piling out of the vents?
They did tear that stadium up. That was terrible.
Yeah.
Right?
You're going to walk out. That was terrible. Walk by the vent and people are going to be talking to you.
Timbo's like, what are Hawk and Crowder going to play for an hour? I think they're doing their show for an hour. I think. Take a break.
Yeah.
Take a break. Back after this. Some fans say you already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo, I'm so fancy. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy.
My fancy is tickled.
Leroy?
What's up?
How are you?
I'm good.
Today, Leroy, as we speak, underway. Maybe you want to throw it on Peacock right now. Team USA Women taking on Aussie, Aussie, Oi!
Oi, Oi, Oi!
To take to advance to the gold medal game. Took your fancy?
No, I'm going to go ahead on and say I'll be watching other stuff, but I'll keep a little looky-loo.
Tight game thus far. Just turned it on. 16-18, Australia has the ball. Just turned it over. USA in the lead.
Do they have a Patty Mills?
I'm waiting on someone to say good day, everyone, and then I'll let you know.
HD2. Leroy, tonight, 7 o'clock, Hard Rock Stadium, the Miami Dolphins, in preseason action.
Yeah.
Welcome in the Atlanta Falcons. Tickle your fancy?
Now, we all know what I feel about preseason. However, for work purposes, I will take a looky-loo. Couple of guys I want to see. I want to see how those young pass rushers do.
My fancy is tickled.
I want to see one of the things that makes an awesome football team is not that your stars play with some urgency, but when you go down the roster and guys who aren't going to even be on the team play with that same type of urgency, knowing what to do, knowing where to be, that's the sign of a good organization. So, like, a lot of times I'll just go in and out of a game when different guys are playing to see if the same intensity is there, the same attention to detail is there, and then the same success. You don't necessarily have to have the same success, but if you start seeing the same type of play from the top of your roster to the bottom of your roster, you know you're putting together something special.
I Oh, I tried to be nice, dude. I pointed at my ear twice. You're not looking at the screen. You're muted. I try to be. I'm trying to tell you to steal third.
I apologize.
You.
Speaking of stealing third, Leroy, tonight.
Whoa.
The Miami Marlins.
Whoa.
Take on the San Diego Padres. Take your fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say this as nicely as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Stop asking me about.
Okay.
The Marlins.
Fancy not tickled.
Okay, just stop asking me.
Just a couple more Fridays. I mean, you know.
Oof. Okay.
No more?
No more. No more. Take them off the roster.
Leroy, tonight.
Mm-hmm.
7 o'clock.
Yep.
Texans at Steelers.
Ooh. Is, I don't think Russ is playing, right?
A lot of people are saying Mr. Unlimited is starting to lose his grip on that starting gig.
Mm.
You knew that was going to happen.
We didn't know that.
They didn't take much of a risk because Denver's paying most of the money.
Yep.
So, no, I'm not interested. I'm curious. You know what? I'm going to be watching the Dolphins game. But what I am curious about with Justin Fields, is it something as simple as a change of environment? Or is he going to be the same type of quarterback he was in Chicago? That'll be an indication of whether Chicago was right or not. You see what I mean? So if he's doing the same things and you still can't figure him out, or being in a new system with a new organization, with an organization that might approach it kind of like a Mike McDaniel would and give him confidence and what have you, and then he starts flourishing and he looks like a different guy, I'd be interested to see how that works. And maybe more coaches would learn. I think that would be the biggest lesson that maybe Brian Flores would learn, because he is a hell of a coach. But your job is to get the most out of the talent you have, not to discredit the talent, because on Sunday they got to play.
Very fair. Leroy.
Yes.
Today
at
1:30, the Taekwondo finals.
No.
Take your fancy?
No.
Why not?
Wow, dude.
Can I tell you what screwed me up with this?
You watch the stupid adult male hurdles. Like, what do you...
Here, hold on. I'm going to tell you what screwed me up with this. And it's partly your fault, Tobin.
I believe it.
MMA has ruined it for me watching, like, just regular wrestling.
Really?
Or taekwondo or judo or anything like that, right?
Something I should take blame for?
Yeah. You got me into the mixed martial arts.
Bad influence.
Yeah.
Didn't think that was how that was going to go.
Mm.
It's all right, Leroy. Well, what about today at 2 o'clock?
Ooh.
The breakdancing women's final.
Whoa. Breakdancing Olympic sport, baby.
Wait. Hold on.
Yeah.
Just out of spite. Hell no. But let me say this.
Fancy not tickled.
Mm.
You're telling me.
Rough on the women.
That we have breakdancing in the Olympics.
Yes.
But do not have baseball.
That's right.
Yes. They got the World Baseball Classic, though, you know.
Ah, the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah.
What a time.
What a time. And what was better than that? That came down to Mike Trout versus Shohei Ohtani. That was a beautiful ending. I mean, we lost.
Mike Trout, by the way, done for the season.
Trout?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Whew.
Not surprised. What?
In the world.
Leroy, tomorrow morning.
What time?
8 a.m.
Okay.
Rhythmic gymnastics final.
What? No. Rhythmic gymnastics?
Tickle your fancy?
No.
What is?
Well, I just see fancy not somebody today out there doing gymnastics to booty music.
Hey, I'm listening.
No.
Rhythmic gymnastics. I got to see what this is about. You guys are introducing me to... Oh, wait.
I watch one where they do it with the hula hoop. With a hula hoop.
I don't think...
Yeah.
Hula hoop?
Hula hoop.
All
right.
Hula hoop.
They do it with a hula hoop. Yeah.
Yes.
Gymnastics on the floor, you know, the same thing they do the floor exercise on.
Yeah. Mm.
Except with a hula hoop.
Leroy, tomorrow at 1:30.
Yeah.
The women's javelin final.
Oh, Ticket Fantasy? Come on, it's a final.
I tell you what, a final. Yeah. I'll look. I'll check it out. I like it.
Javelin, dude.
That javelin. I threw javelin. The javelin.
Did you?
Yeah, dude.
My fancy is tickled.
In college, high school?
Let me explain to you how this worked, okay? We would win track meets because we would win all the events, long jump, triple jump, 100, 200, 4x1, 4x4, 400, and 800. Nobody ever ran a mile or 2 miles, and nobody did the javelin, shot put, or discus. So our coach, one day, we were in the district, our coach said, he's looking over at the shot put. There's only 5 guys in it. 6 guys get a point. So he's looking around. I'm sitting there. He goes, Leroy, go get us a point. I'm like, in what? Shot put. I said, I don't know how to throw the shot. You don't have to. So I go over there, get the point, right? The discus.
What place?
Comes up. Last.
Oh, come on.
The discus comes up. Leroy, go try to get us a point. I ain't getting no point because they had like 8 guys.
Oh, okay. And,
but it's the first time I ever touched it.
Yeah.
So then.
Did you throw the javelin? Like, did you do the spin-a-rooney like they did?
No.
Or did you do it frisbee style?
No. I don't know what to do. Do what they do. That's what he would say. So then we got the javelin, right? We didn't have a javelin, nothing. Hey, what do I want to do? So Ward was in the javelin. I said, hey, can I borrow your javelin? Sure. Right? I won.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
And Ward did it at Michigan.
Wait, so Ward had his own javelin? Like, it's not just a school group of javelin? Oh, it's a school javelin.
Yeah, you don't.
I'd be pissed if I was Ward.
You think they have it like a box of them?
I would be. I would be furious if I was Ward and I was like, I have worked at the javelin so much. I have my own javelin.
My javelin.
And Leroy comes out here and he wins the javelin and he doesn't even own one.
And then I got to go to, it goes district and regional. Yeah, that was.
It
was a lucky throw, I guess.
Tomorrow, Leroy, 3:30. The gold medal game.
Oh.
Team USA v. France.
USA.
Think you fancy?
USA. Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
My fancy is tickled.
You think no matter what they sit in the huddle, like, remember when Jordan said he got Tony Kukoc? They go, let's get Gobert.
No,
I don't think he's going to play.
Yeah, he hasn't been playing.
Oh, he's going to play. They might have to give that treatment to old Victor Wembanyama.
I got to tell you, he's impressing me every time I see him, even though he looks like a windsock.
Yep.
He can move, though, man.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. When we watched him down here, I went to the San Antonio game, right?
Yeah.
He looked like he could barely run, like his legs didn't support him.
Crazy, man. That is Tickle My Fancy. Take a break. More to come on the show. Back after this.
My fancy is tickled.